A short time ago, the British photojournalist Jess Hurd told me how the mood of the protest changed sharply yesterday.
We started the day going up to the pro-Mubarak demonstration that was massing outside of the TV station. It was very hostile towards the media. We didn't stay very long at all. They were praying at one point of it, and my colleague, who's a British journalist, was forced to pray. he tried to refuse, and they were calling him Israeli. We were then pointed out as having photographed the other side, and felt very threatened and had to leave. I know today some of my colleagues have been attacked up by the Hilton, and one has been stabbed. Then we made it back down towards the museum, and we heard the demonstration was coming through, the pro-Mubarak demonstration. We went outside our hotel, and we could see, you know, a few yards over the road, two women were being attacked by a lynch mob, basically. The security at our hotel pulled us inside the door and locked the door, and unfortunately the door was locked, and this woman was very badly beaten. We don't know actually what happened to her in the end by about 20 pro-Mubarak supporters. So we did the first bit of footage from our hotel, and it was very violent. People were being picked out and beaten. We could see enclosed who we assume were police with walkie-talkies. They'd marched down towards the square and met full-on the anti-Mubarak protesters that had come up to defend the square. And then it was just a running battle with stones and barricades being built for hours. It's pretty full-on outside the window.
Who are these people? We've heard stories that some security force members have been seen taking their strips off, their uniforms off, and putting on plain clothes, and then going and joining the pro-Mubarak movement and then threatening the protesters. Have you seen that?
We have heard this. I mean, I've got multiple images of ID that has been taken off the pro-Mubarak side, off their people, and it is police ID because it doesn't have their job listed on it. There are people being caught today as well, going into the square with similar ID, and people being caught with weapons going in. I've got a picture of a blade as well. They're taking a blade in. I know they had firearms as well, and people were caught with that. So, I mean, the anti-Mubarak side were very clear that it was absolutely full of police, and those were the people they were fighting across the barricades.
What's your sense of the people who are demonstrating against Mubarak? Because the danger would be that if they see an escalation on, if you like, armed status on the other side, they might do the same.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, they've stressed to us. I mean, they've been very, very friendly to the press. They've been very grateful that we've been there, and that they've said they wanted to keep it peaceful. I mean, it was only because they were attacked from the pro-Mubarak side that they have retaliated, because on all the intersections, on all the arteries going into the square, they've had roadblocks with men and women checking bags for weapons and, you know, checking to see there was no police coming in because they were worried about snipers. But they're very clear they wanted to keep it absolutely peaceful. They wanted this transition to democracy to happen peacefully.
The role of the army, it seems a very complicated one. What's your sense of what they're doing?
Well, it's interesting because we've had the position, our window, if you like, onto this revolution has been outside the museum. It's where all the tanks have been. So when the anti-Mubarak people marched through, there was a lot of celebration, really, between them and the soldiers. They were shaking hands and climbing on top of, celebrating on top of the tanks and so on. It was a few days ago now, after the Day of Rage. But, sorry, I just got to keep my voice down.
Why do you have to keep your voice down? Are you being watched?
Well, there's yes. Yeah, I mean, at the Day of Rage, we got stopped by secret police, and my colleague was wrestled to the ground. I was grabbed around the throat, and we were kind of frog-marched away from the rioting, and our cards from our cameras were taken. So there is a level of tension for the anti-Mubarak protesters and for journalists. It's quite a tense situation, yeah. So okay. I'm having to keep my voice down.
That's a real insight. Of course, we can't tell you where she is. That's Jess Hurd, a British photojournalist.